Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siya sangana kuze kuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesithathu mhlaka 7 kuNhlangula 2023. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Uhulumende uthi kusukela namuhla imali yakwamanye amazwe isithengiswa emabhanga wonke elizwe kusetshenziswa intengo yomkambo wemali ozimeleyo, hatshi le ebihlelwa yi-Reserve Bank. Kuqhutshwe inkonzo, kukhunjulwa izisebenzi ezedlula amakhulu amane ezadilikelwa ngumgodi ewange Colliery Mine ngomnyaka ka-1972. Kwezemelika, owake waba ngusibalukhulu weNew Jersey, umnumzana Chris Christie, usungula umkhankaso wokuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Usiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe le Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, umnumzana John Mangutka, uthi kusukela namuhla imali yakwamanye amazwe isithengiswa emabhanga wonke elizweni jikelele kusetshenziswa intengo elawulwa ngumkambo wemali ozimeleyo, hatshi le ebihlelwa libhanga lakhe ebingahambelani lomumo wokudilika komnotho. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, ikakhulu eyasemelika, ibithengiswa yi-Reserve Bank ngentengo ebihlela maviki wonke futhi ebiphansi kuleyo mkambo wensitha, lapho idola lemelika elilodwa eselithengwa khona ngenkulungwane zamadola aseZimbabwe ezedlula ezine 4,000 kusiya ku-5,500. Ngeviki ephelileyo, emkambo kahulumende, i-Reserve Bank ibithengisa idola lakwele melika elilodwa ngamadola azinkulungwane ezimbili ezilengxenye 2,500, kodwa izolo bese lithengiswa ngenkulungwane ezedlula ezintathu 3,600. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi phakathi weviki kuphela idola leZimbabwe lilahlekelwe luhlonzi lwamadola ayinkulungwane i-1,000. Ukugugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sokhetho. Abamabandla aphikisayo abagoqela abe-CCC bathi ukonakala komnotho lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi iZANU-PF isiyehlulekile. Kepha yona iZANU-PF ithi umnotho udonsa kuhle futhi isola osomabhizimusi isithi bakhweza intengo kungela sidingo, njalo abanye babo bafuna inqotshwe kukhetho. Sibuze isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela abathengi i-Consumer Rights Association umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ukuthi ulibona njani inyathelo le-Reserve Bank.
Ukuphuza ukufunda kuyahlupha, inkani iyahlupha. Kudala abaziyo bakhuluma kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kusise ndawo ukuthengisa imali yangaphandle ngomkambo lokuthiwa yi-auction. Kumele ithengiswe nje ikhululekile emabhenki. Kwakufanele ngabe kwenziwa kudala khona lokho namhlanje ekukhulumayo i-Reserve Bank. Ngakho-ke akusezi ukusebenza ngendlela okade kuzasebenza ngayo, nxa ukuqathanisa lokuthi ngabe lesi sinqumo sathathwa emuva ngale okuningi kungakonakali njengalokho sekuyikho khona namhlanje. Ngakho-ke lanxa sithathwa lesi sinqumo, amandla aso lokuhlakanipha kwaso lokunqanda umonakalo sekubuthakathaka ngokuba into eziningi sezichithekile ebezizancedisa ukuthi sinqume sinjengalesi sisebenze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Ngamanye amazwi, Ncube uthi akulabubelo obuzaba khona.
Idola leZimbabwe lizaqhubeka lisiwa ngokuba kalifunakali. Aliwiswa yikuthi kumbe abantu bayalizonda, liwiswa yikuthi abantu kabalithembe ukuthi liyakwazi ukugcina inzuzo okuthiwa i-value. Nga into ungakwazi ukuthi ingagcina inzuzo uyifihle endlini uyigcine ebhenki ikusebenzeleka uyifuni lawe. Ngahola namhlanje amabhondi ami ngithi ngiyadonse kupheleni kwenyanga nxa kade eyi-2,000 kumbe eyi-3,000 beyi 100,000 kungenzeka abe selingene ukuthi ngigade kuphela. Ngakho ke ngiyaphangisa ngiwathengise. Nxa siwathengisa ngobuningi kutsho khona ukuthi aphelelwa ngamandla ngokuba asuka nje seyizibi ezithengiswa ngabantu bengazifuni. Okumele kuqondiswe yilokho abantu abakusolayo edoleni leZimbabwe, ikakhulu ukuthi isimo somnotho kasimanga kahle, i-industry ayisebenzi kahle, akula foreign currency elizweni, kanti ke leze politiki leze zifanele ziqinise kakhulu ezomnotho abantu abazithemba ukuthi zime ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngakho ke hayi liza kuwa lisiya phambili okwedlula lokho, kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi lize nqandeke ngendlela efaneleyo.
Ungathi usubonakala yini kuntengo umthelela wokuwa kwedola leZimbabwe ngama points ayinkulungwane kusukela ngeviki edluleyo kuze kube namuhla?
Izinto lokho ezikhwele njalo kazimangala kancane, lokho eziqhubeka zisiba isimo lesi singa abantu abaningi abengenelisa ukuthi bathenge, ngoba siyazi abantu abaningi abasebenzela izweni, abasebenza bahola imali encane, abaningi bathola amabhondi othi nxa ufika esitolo uthola ukuthi awusathengi lutho. Abanye bahola nje imali enelokuthenga ibhayi esepa, iflower, lechukela kuphele khona lapho uze kufanele ukuthi uzuye uhole ekupheleni kwenyanga. Lusizo olunye lwesabekayo phakathi kwelizwe. Ngakho ke ukulungisa idola, amandla edola ayisikho okuzalungisa imbilaphi le. Aselapheni isilonda, isilonda ngezomnotho ezingasebenzi kahle, singanqanda zona le dola lizaba lamandla, impilo izaba ngcono ngokulungisa ezomnotho. Ukuxoxanisana le dola namandla edola akunqandi lutho, akulungisi lutho.
Umnumzana Fidlela Ncube isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi, iNational Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo losomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Alec Ndlovu.
Kuvele khona okuqondileyo ukuthi ama-market forces kube yiwo kanye alawula i-exchange rate. Kodwa-ke ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende kumele ukuthi acaphelisise kakhulu lokho esingathi thina i-supply side yama-earnings e-foreign currency. Uza kwenza njani-ke lokho uhulumende? Uhulumende kusamele ukuthi aqala thatha amanyathelo agcine kakhulu ekuthini akhangele ukuthi i-foreign currency engenayo elizweni kusamele ingene i-foreign currency evela kuma-export earnings, ukwenzela ukuthi a-improve i-supply side. Supply side ye-foreign currency inga-stabilizer kumarket, i-forex ibe available lasema-bank, uzathola ukuthi-ke kuzakwenza ukuthi le cost yayo iyehle iye phansi. Le cost yayonale imali esiyithenga emkambo omnyama ayisoze zibe khona, ngoba abantu babezabe sebesiyayithola emabhanga-ke ngentengo esesigabeni esiqondileyo.
Uhulumende usola lina osomabhizimusi uthi likhuphula intengo mahlayana nje, yini elibangela ukudilika komnotho?
Ku-business world kankomo intengo zempahla isikhathi esiningi zilawulwa yilokho esithi thina ngama-business operating costs. Ungakhangela kathi esisimo esikiso kwelakithi lapho uzathola ukuthi ama-business amaningi athengisa impahla ezivela ngaphandle kwemingcele yethu. Lapho kozathola ukuthi kuvele kuhle kube le ndleko enkulu kakhulu eyokuqaleyo ukuthi yona i-source capital uyizuze ngaphi. Itholakala emkambo omnyama, bese kuzabakala indleko ze-transport zisiyathatha-ke lezo mpahla esizithengisayo ngaphandle kwelizwe, bese kuzokuba futhi le ndleko zani eze-customs duty. So ama-prices kakhulu emkhathini onjalo kunzima ukuthi abe stable.
Inyathelo le-Reserve Bank leli ubona liphathisa yini? Siyibona kusiba lokuzinza kwezenotho.
Ngingathi ngamafitshane hayi, ukuzinza komnotho kusesekhathana kwelakithi, ngoba lapho uhulumende sesingathi u-address ama-symptoms athi imbangela. Kukhanya kusafiphele sibili okwalesi sikhathi. Ngaphandle imigomo kahulumende kusafanele ukuthi iqalise sibili ukuthi izuze ama-earnings kumbe izuze use a foreign currency. Kulana sengathi ngama traditional sources ayevele enika uhulumende imali njengoba ngingathinta ngaphezulu industrial activity ama exports through esiyabe sikwenza sikuthengisela ngaphandle kanye lokuzuza futhi imali esizabe siyithola ngokuthengiswa kwalezi ezenjiwayo alubani kungaqalisa ukuthi kuphatheke kuhle ama earnings wona lana vela kwezenjiwayo kubuye ngokufaneleyo kuqonda ku RBZ ngokuphuphuma la ngokugcwala kwakho hayi mboni nganxa kungaqalanga kwenziwa lokho hayi ukuzinza komnotho kusese bucwadlana kusese luvile bana kusese khathana lati
umnumzana Alec Ndlovu ngosomabhizimusi njalo uyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yebulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Kuqhutshwe inkonzo ewange izolo kukhunjulwa izisebenzi ezingamakhulu amane lamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 427 ezadilikelwa ngumgodi owahle waba lingcwaba lazo ewange Colliery Mine ngomnyaka ka-1972. Izisebenzi lezi zazisemgodini lo zigebha amalahle. Imizamo yokuzihlenga kumbe ukukhipha izidumbu yehlula. Abangamachumi amathathu lasithupha 36 kwakungabelungu njalo isinye isihlobo sabo sibikwa sibuyile sivela eScotland ukuzonanza lolu suku lapho obekuthe gwaqa khona iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezamankampani ehlukeneyo agoqela ewange Colliery kanye le minteni yalabo ababhubhayo. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele umfundisi siyaphambili Moyo owesonto yeLiving Christ Pentecostal Ministries International ongomunye wabatshumayele kulumbuthano.
Bekuthene endaweni lapho okwabhujela abantu abangu-427 ngomnyaka ka-1972 kuJuni sikhumbula umonakalo lowayekulayo njalo bekunama-widows akwana 63 abangabanye abaphela ngomkabo esikhathi senalethu ngo-1972. Sibe nesikhathi esihle kakhulu abantu besabelela bekholisa even i-Ministry of Mines was represented yikhona enkokheli yewangekholiyari company ogoqela u-managing director ubekhona lama-hesef departments athile abekhona konke kuhambe kahle sabelana lezikankulunkulu ebemduduza abantu laphiwa ngekholiyari elishiya layo kasiyikhani ukuthi kuyini ekwenza layo ama-widows la bekhumbula imisebenzi yenziwa umkabo sasikhathi sasebenze nali company kulamanye amakhampani adebithe i-sebenzi nge-63 kutho ukuthi each blanket for each widow elikhona khona lapho thina njengezamabandla siqhubeka sibakhuthaza ngokubakhulekela nokubanikeza ithemba ukuthi hhayi ngabangakhathazeki beshiya kumedi chapter 11 ku-2830 ukuthi wozani kimi lini elikhathelele lisindeyo ngeliphumuze ngelinikeze buthula. So thina kakhulu njengabezomoya siyabanika nje isilisana nabo.
Uqhubeke njani umsebenzi njalo libona ingani injongo yenu liyifezile?
Engingakutsho ngamaphikana ukuthi injongo yakhona ifezakele ngoba abantu bebekhanya bejabulile kakhulu izini nangesikhathi sebesenza i-tour right round endaweni yakhona abanye bebebuyelethwela ama-flowers ubona bejabulile bafaka phambana one white man who came all the way from Scotland nayilanda khona lokho elanda i-commemoration nale babona umuntu etravela all the way from Scotland elanda kutho ukuthi kuyinto eqakathekileyo. Ngibona ngani abantu belungu baqakathekisa kakhulu izinto ezifana nalezi kwesisikhathi bashiyele lapha abantu abamnyama bamqakathekisa kakhulu ngoba ubuyethele nama-flowers iqala kade ukuthi uma ethuke nawo khona le-Scotland elokho ehamba nawo ewathwele ezinto egenkhonapho bamqakathekisa kakhulu and ngithe ma ngixoxa naye kuthi yena abangani bakhe yibaba kuchelwa babazali ayisiye na direct club noma sanoku sabangani bathi babaphutshelwa ngabazali ngaleso sikhathi yena wayile 5 years kana kuqhakazile ukuthi hayi abuye yena azo represent abangani bakhe.
Ikuyini elikwaziyo ngalesi sehlakalo lingakhumbuza abalali
lo ukuthi ngomnyaka ka-1972 mhla ka-6 June ngo-10:25 kulezisebenzi ezazingaphansi komgodi ezikwana 427 lapho kwazwakala umdilo omkhulu kakhulu isebenzi leza kujikelwa ngomgodi zawela umgodi akathi azamelisanga ukuthi zikhitshwe khona lapho so yikho indawo le wathi kwayenziwa khona lapho kwafakwa ama-subscribe nje imiduli kwafakwa namatshe ama-tombstone imiduli ethe ngithanje amabizo abantu wonke abafela khona lapho yikho kwayenzakalayo so every year iwange Collier Company Limited iyenza nje umbuthano mhlaka 16 every year bekhumbula labo abasishiyayo besemsebenzini ngaleso sikhathi.
Umfundisi siyaphambili Moyo ngowesonto ye Living Christ Pentecostal Ministries International ubexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga we Studio 7. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi sokutholakale umuntu wakuqala edolobheni lakoBulawayo ophethwe ngumkhuhlane wesikhudo owecholera. Umuntu lo ubikwa engumfundi esikolo seMzilikazi High. Iphephandaba leli lithi njalo elizweni lonke jikelele bedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2000 abantu asebebanjwe lomkhuhlane futhi usubulele abantu abalithumi lanhlanu 15. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isinxuse abantu abafuna ukuhlola ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi ukuthi babhalise amabizo abo. Uhlelo lokubhalisa lolu lugqitshwa mhlaka 18 ngenyanga ezayo. Abazahlola ukhetho beyizizalwane zeZimbabwe ama-local observers kuzomele bahlawule ichumi lamadola aseMelika, i-$10. Abavela emazweni aseAfrika bona bazahlawula ikhulu lamadola $100, kuthi abavela phetheya bahlawule ama kulo amane amadola $400. Soku isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7 sanibonani basakazi bethu abahle kunye nabalaleli. Ngithemba liphilile. Hey, hayi lami ngivimbele ngihlale phezulu kodaba ngisagcizelela kule nkulumo kaBaba lo wakoGodla. Hey, hayi ubaba uyakhuluma, hey alikhuluma iqiniso. Uyalikhuluma iqiniso impela, hey ngithulela isigcoko. Hayi lizwe lakithi selifile abantu benkosi. Yo, selifile ukuba kuyavuma. SingamaZimbabweni sike sizameni ukuthi sikhiphe lokho. Hayi. Sivotele enye iphathi engathi sasengcono, hayi ngoba hayi kunzima abantu bakithi. Kunzima impela, uqinisile umethu umuntu okhuluma ngeZanu PF ayengesibindi mina nami ngiyahluleka. Ukhuluma ngento yeZanu PF, hayi ngiyahluleka impela ngoba hayi iZanu isiyithe kakhulu siyude. Isiyithe kakhulu kumanje sigcwele emazweni okuphephela sizama ukudinga ukuphila, hayi kunzima abantu bakithi. Kunzima. Bese ngicizelela futhi kulo okhuluma ngokuthi amaovethu ezumuntu edate nayithe salwela inkululeko. Yebo, walwela inkululeko ungathunywanga ngumuntu uma usukuhlukumeza abantu. Uma ngabe kuyakuhlula, hey, kumele eceleni ngale. Ungena abanye bazama ukulungisa ibizwa kwaba ngoba kunzima. Ubi kakhulu abantu bakithi. Lami ngala amagama ngiyabonga.
Linjani kusitude seveni, linjani. Ya uNdlovu lapha eFinagrali, ya sembuyile madoda, ayifoni ayingasasebenzi. Sembuyile impela, sembuyile. Injani kodwa ngapho? Sinokuzwa ngendaba zasekhaya lapho sikhiphani lapha sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya lapha. Ya, ngicela i-news nje linikele. Thumela i-news nje lapha. Chris Gandhi lapho lingithumele i-news lapha. Ngiyabonga madoda amahle. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Kozi kwelikhashana. Ah, ngaphansi kwelanga kuyatshisa, kuyavutha. Hayi usathane wenza intando yakhe shuwa. Okukhona umkhuleko umthandazo kuphela. Yikho ukuthi impilo ingaba ngcono.
Sanibonani Studio 7, linjani basakazi bethu, hathi nasiyaphila kakhulu lapha manje. Ngithi kwabatsha laba abalandela iZanu abaphume kuZanu mani abantu mani. iZanu hayi mani kulona iqembu lelinile abantu abatsha. Kodwa uma ulandela iZanu ngumuntu omusha ufana lesigebengu, ngathi lezi zikuthatha ngathi umuntu ongaphekelanga, ngathi umuntu oyingozi kakhulu emphakathini, ngoba iZanu asoqembu lelinile. Phumani kuZanu bantu bakithi, phumani bantwana, phumani bantu bakithi kuZanu mani. Landi iqembu elisha leli-TPC, ngeke ngasikhulula ekuphileni kwethu ngoba sithwele nzima emhlabeni lawo, sithwele nzima shemu kakhulu. Uma kungathi iZanu wini la siyabe siyahlupheka, sizezi kubona.
Studio 7, Studio 7, ninjani. Izindawo zonke, hayi siyaphila, 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 hayi. Siyezwa nesifa ezisezindlini, ziright isifa ezisezindlini. Ngoba ugovernment uyatshontsha ulisela, ugovernment uyisela. Njengoba into ezikhuphukile kangaka, abantu bengakwazi ukuthenga, ugovernment ebesekhala ngabantu. Ahambile amagolide, akunamuntu oboshiwe. Laba abangenamacala, warivume. Basejele kusabhekwa kuthiwa kusabhekwa kodwa ibheli useyitholile. Kubhekwani uma ibheli eseyitholile? Nayiphi ibheli esekayitholile uyaphuma. So nibone ukuthi into eyenzakalayo kayikho, kuzofana nama-election. Kukhala kungasekudala ngendaba yama-election nizozo, ngoba umthetho lona okhona hayi uzima nebandla lezanu PF uyabona.
Kustudio 7, ngibingelela kustudio 6 esikwazi ukupublisha ama-problems esithis, ama-problem ethu. Kubonakale i-treatment esiyenziwa izana into ama-territories thina esingasingabe zana. Ngikhuluma nje njengakathesi, ngabanjwa inkunzi ngabafana. 1, umntaka kansila. 2, umntaka headman. And that thing now, just because mina ngisungowezana, ukansila ngowezano, and the headman is also under zano, mina ikesi yami kayihambi. Even bona besiya emaphoyiseni makutholakala ukuthi mina ngisungowezano, ikesi yami iyanyathelwa, iyachithwa.
Studio 7, Studio 7, ndinja ndibantu siyabonga inyuzi zenu elisilethela zona eziliqiniso. Eyi, ngizama ukuthi ngivule abantu bakithi bomthwakazi amehlo. Iningi labo abantu bakithi abakathungululi. Ngiyaxolisa ukukhuluma igama elinjalo. Ngiyabona into le ezakala kubomeya bethu lapha omguni lo vayisi ukuthi kutshona. Ngizibuze ngiphinde ukuthi kwenzakalani. Bafuna ukuzofaka bani? Ngasibatshela thina njengeMRAPI ukuthi bafuna ukuzokolonize iBulawayo yonke befake abantu beMpumalanga. Alikukholwa, angikwazi ukuthi lizakukholwa sokunjani. Beqeda lapho sebezofaka ulimi lwabo ezikolo ukuthi babulale isiNdebele sethu. Asazi mali lokhu elisala ukuthi okukhulunywa imthwakazi liqiniso, liza kubona seliforswa khonapho ukuthi litawule. Ngalitshela. Lezi zindlu aliphinde lithole abantu abenibona abangalazi ngisho abasegoli abangaphingaphi, abaphinde bathole ama-stems. Babe sebephana bona bodwa njengoba libabona ukuthi bagange njani. Kisazokubona.
Sanibonani Studio 7, njani? Asanibulisa nje nonke bafowethu. Hayi hayi, siyezwa 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 mpela. Bayakhuluma laba bathi kuthiwa bani Obed Mpofu, bakhona lapho. Hayi, bayakhuluma uyabezwa ukuthi batanasa mpela, bazithembile ukuthi hayi, ngoba nakho sebesebenzisa ama-CO usebenzani. Akunandaba, kuyeke leni bebuse. Siyazi basazobusa vele yona le next 5 years, ngoba vele siyazi ukuthi abantu anje bevote kahle bazoyithuselwa, ngoba phela vele mama angasabethuselanga ZANU-PF into engekho ibande zondo ngabantu. Abantu nje bayesaba, yikho bona bobona ngathi banabantu, abanabantu, abantu bayesaba, bayathuselwa. Basitshela thina bazali akunakuthi balithanda, akunamuntu othanda ZANU-PF.
Lawo bekungamazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele wona ngeWhatsApp. Lawo mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, wonke waba ngusibalukholo wesigaba seNew Jersey umnumzana Chris Christie ungene ngokusemthethweni kumncintiswano wokudinga ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli ngomnyaka ozayo. Abanye asebengene kumncintiswano lo babalisa owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump, owayengumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence yena ungene kuthange. Kulo siba lukhulu njalo weFlorida umnumzana Ron DeSantis, umnumzana Tim Scott ongusenator, kanye lonkosikazi Nikki Haley owayeyisikhonzi semelika ku-United Nations phansi kukahulumende kamnumzana Trump.
Oza kethwa phakathi kwabantu laba nguye ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans abe senqikilana lomongameli Joe Biden owebandla elibusayo elama-Democrats kukhetho lungamongameli oluza kwenziwa ngolwezi kumnyaka ozayo. Esungula umkhankaso wakhe izolo, uChristie uchothoze uTrump esithi ama-Republicans kamelanga amkhethe ukuba abuyele esikhundleni sikamongameli ngoba engumuntu olimina-mina njalo olamaphutha amaningi. Uphenyo luveza ukuba uTrump nguye okhokhelayo kumncintiswano wama-Republicans. Sixoxelo hlaziya ezombusazwe ohlala eMelika olilunga le-Triple C, umnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Ukungena kuka mnumzana Christie, who was a governor in New Jersey, siyakwazi ukuthi i-New Jersey is a democratic state, but sabona ukuthi uChristie wa ngoba as a Republican beating a Democrat to be governor. So khonoko kumele kunanzelelwe ngoba it means ukuthi abantu abangasekele i-Democratic Party or i-Republican Party abathiwa ngama-independence lapha yibo ngathi abamngenisa esikhundleni sokugovernor. Wahlala waba successful, kwaba lokuyiskandalanyana okwe-Bridgegate lokhuyana le-New York, but angibonanga kungathiwa kuyamdisturba nge daba yakhe le yokusika the Republican nomination. I-process le e-democracy siyibona ihamba kuhle lapha nge-Republican Party. Kuqala sasibona uNomzana Trump engathiwa vele enganyikinyeki ukuba nguye ozathatha i-representation ye-Republican okwesibili. But kathesi sesibona ukuthi ule ndaba esemakhothi lezi ezika-2020 e-Georgia, le special counsel eka January 6 lapha lokunye sikubona ngama-documents ayewathethe ama-classified documents. So indaba zona lezi ngangithiwa zizambophisa ngoba wabanjwa uNomzana Trump ekhuluma ngezinto zona lezi zokuthi bamdingela amavoti e-Georgia and then wafihla amanye ama-documents ayemele achiye for the National Archives. So khonokho ngangithiwa kuzambhidliza mbijana, but okwakathesi asikwazi ngoba sibona indaba eziningi kade zichajwe uTrump vele uphunyukile and he is still in the race.
Umbona ephumelela yini uChris Christie sesikhangela ukuthi uncintisana labantu abafana laboTrump, laboMike Pence labanye?
Ukukhontesta lamanye ama-contestants oNikki Haley owayengu-Human Ambassador, loSenator Tim Scott, laboMike Pence, labanye, angiboni mina kungathiwa kule problem ngoba sikwazi ukuthi kathesi i-front runner or ihatshi eliphambili nguTrump. So abanye bonke laba they're trying to find their way ukuthi bamkhiphe khonapho esikhundleni sangikhona ukuthi angene. So mbona mina uGovernor Christie ebuya publicly, loudly, siyakwazi ukuthi vele he cannot keep his mouth shut, besola uTrump. So khonapho ama-Republicans sebangana bodwa, sizabona ukuthi i-support ya-Trump will it still maintain. But okwakathesi mbona ngangithiwa abantu bonke abasengene kuhlelo leli they have a tough tall task besazi uTrump olokhu ethandwa ngabantu abaningi, especially rural America, abelungu that love him so much. So sizabona ukuthi uzahamba njani ngoba i-politics akuyaziwa ukuthi kusasa kulani. But uChristie layo ile chance yokuba i-nominee ma ingakwanisa ukukhipha uMnumzana Trump from the front line, kuyabe sekudabukile, i-race sivulekile kumuntu wonke.
UMnumzana Tim Moringayi uhlaziya ezombusazwe njalo ulilunga le-Triple C elihlala e-Ohio khonapha eMelika. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na. Asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa. Olivalelisayo ngisithi litshone kuhle yimi uNtungamilinkomo kwalolukwana kwamatukanduna.